For the sake of the almost 30 children in the room, I'm going to retell the gospel story in a way that you will never see published anywhere in the universe. So there's a bunch of grumpy dudes, old men with bad attitudes, having a conversation with Jesus. Now, we're not really sure why they were grumpy, but we're pretty sure they were grumpy, and we're pretty sure they were old and older than anybody on the platform. My new address is in the Amazon. So, boys and girls, what you need to know is these guys got together and they're having a rough time understanding Jesus because he's kind and he's gentle and he's loving and he's compassionate. And they're having a rough time with that because in the old days, you only got ahead if you were mean or if you had a whole lot of money or you were in charge. And so what you need to know is that they started bugging them. Boys and girls, I want you to listen ever so carefully. How many of you had somebody bugging you this week? I've noticed that some of the boys and girls are over 70. And so there was this discussion. And there's a group called the Pharisees, and they're giving Jesus a hard time. And finally, they give up because he won't get mad. Have you ever had anybody deliberately try and get you mad just to see what would happen? Yeah. And he wouldn't get mad. And so they took off, and they left the Sadducees to finish the job. And the Sadducees asked the most ridiculous question you can imagine. You see, the Sadducees, they didn't believe in heaven. But they said to Jesus, what would happen if somebody got married and 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 the partner died, and when they got to heaven, who would they be with? And Jesus really could have gotten irritated because they not only didn't believe in heaven, but they weren't so keen on him either. And in the middle of all of that, Jesus responds like this. Heaven's a different place. Aren't the same rules. It's a different place. And what does that mean for you and I? What that means is that children that are confined to a wheelchair in this world run into heaven. Adults in this world that are really sick and really old and die are released from the body that doesn't work anymore, given a new one, and spend time in heaven. And that we get to spend time in heaven with everybody that we love but see no longer. We're reunited with people. But most importantly, we're reunited with Jesus, who's waiting for us. Now, that doesn't mean he wants you to rush. In other words, whether you're on a bike or on a horse, wear a helmet. Don't go anywhere by yourself. We need a permanent buddy system. And make sure if you're doing important things that you're surrounded in people that love and trust you. But someday we'll all go to heaven. And despite what the Sadducees said that day, Jesus knew that there is a heavenly Father that waits for us all and that everybody that we love, there will be a chance to be reunited with them as well. I think that's an extraordinary promise. So this coming week, when somebody bugs you, whether you're 5, 55 or 95. Don't let it get under your skin. Because people ask questions for a lot of reasons, and sometimes the motives aren't so healthy. The important thing is that you know that you are loved by God more than you could possibly imagine. that those that you love but see no longer in this world, you will see in the next. And that there is a Lord and Savior that wants only the very best for you as you're growing up. And that's as true for a 5-year-old as for a 95-year-old. Amen.